Welcome back. Today we're doing an advanced blueprint session in Ableton Live 12, turning a plain amen into a subweight, rolling, smoky warehouse groove that still keeps that classic jungle urgency. This is not make it louder and distort it. This is designing weight, swing, and evolution so the break feels like a record, not a loop. Here's the promise. By the end, you'll have a break system you can reuse, a clean transient layer for snap, a body layer for smoke and room, a weight layer for that low-mid shove that feels heavy without stealing the sub from your bassline. Then we'll build a variation system, so it morphs every 8 or 16 bars without becoming random. Let's set the stage first. Set your tempo between 172 and 176 BPM. That's the rolling zone where the amen breathes right, and your micro-timing moves actually translate. Now create three audio or MIDI tracks, amen main, amen transients, and amen body slash weight. Then group them into one group called Amen Bus, and a reference track too, something that's a proper smoky roller, and level match it. That part matters more than people think, because if your reference is louder, you'll chase brightness and distortion and end up with a break that sounds impressive but not usable. Step 1. Choose the right amen source. Don't start with a messy, overprocessed break that already has distortion and heavy compression baked in. You want a clean amen recording or a solid, controlled processed sample. Drag it onto amen main and turn warp on. Now, warp mode choice. If you're stretching a lot and you want minimal artifacts, Complex Pro can be safer. But for warehouse jungle energy, beats mode is usually the vibe because it has that choppy, urgent grain. Set beats to transient loop and set envelope around 20 to 40. That envelope setting is a hidden lever. Too low and it can get clicky and unnatural. Too high and it can smear and lose bite. We want controlled grit, not broken glass. Quick teacher note, don't overwarp. Use fewer warp markers than you think you need. If the groove feels like it's fighting you, it's often because you forced it to be perfect. Jungle isn't perfect. It's controlled chaos. Step 2. Slice to MIDI for real control. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, one slice per transient, and use the built-in slice preset so it stays simple. This creates a drum rack full of slices. This is where the whole lesson changes. You're not looping audio anymore. You're programming a drummer. And that's how you get variation without sounding like edit spam. Step 3. Build the 2-bar rolling blueprint. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Start by finding the most recognizable slices. The main snare, the main kick, and a few hat or shuffle bits. Anchor the backbeat. In most amen-based ENB, the snare is your authority. Keep that stable. Then build the forward pull with little kick fragments and ghost notes. Here's a reliable approach. In bar 1, make it the statement. Stable, readable, not too many tricks. In bar 2, add exactly two things. One re-trigger right before a snare, like a 1/16 or even a 1/32 if you're confident, and one micro fill at the end of bar 2, just the last eighth note or last quarter note. That's it. Restriction is what makes it roll. Start quantize to 1/16 so it's not a mess. Then we do the real groove work, microtiming. Nudge select ghost hits earlier or later by roughly -6 to +8 milliseconds. And here's the key idea. Swing comes from selective lateness, not global lateness. Keep the main snare and your primary kick closer to the grid, and let the ornaments move around them. Think of it like elastic decoration around solid pillars. Step 4. Extract groove from your own break. This is the secret sauce, because it keeps you jungle authentic without copying someone else's groove template. Take your sliced clip and make a flattened audio copy, or use the original audio clip if you've got it lined up. Right-click and extract groove. Then open the groove pool and apply that extracted groove to your MIDI clip. Start with timing at 30 to 60%, velocity at 10 to 25%, and random at 2 to 6%. You're aiming for alive, not sloppy. If it starts sounding like the whole break is late, pull back the groove amount and do more manual micro-timing just on ghosts. That's how you get the pocket without the drunk feeling. Now we build the three-layer system. This is where the subweight part becomes real. Layer 1. Amen transients. Definition without mud. Duplicate your slice track to amen transients, or resample the main and process it. On this track, you're basically designing edges. First, EQ 8. High pass around 180 to 250 Hz, fairly steep. You're removing the low-mid body so this layer doesn't fight the weight layer. Then, if it needs presence, do a gentle, wide boost around 3 to 6 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Don't go hunting 10K sparkle yet. Warehouse vibes are usually warmer and controlled up top. Next, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch 0 to 10, transients plus 10 to plus 30. And boom is off. Boom is not your friend here. You're not faking low end. You're sharpening attack. Then saturator. Soft sign or analog clip. 2 to 6 dB of drive. And match the output so when you bypass it, it's not better because louder. Optional but powerful. A gate. Use it to shorten noisy tails so the transients tick in the mix. You're essentially turning this layer into punctuation. Goal check. When you mute the transients layer, you should lose snap and definition. When you unmute it, the groove should speak, but your low mid shouldn't suddenly inflate. If it does, your high pass isn't high enough, or your distortion is generating too much low mid. Layer 2. Amen body slash weight. Smoke, room, thickness. On amen body slash weight, start with a Q8. High pass around 60 to 90 Hz. We're leaving space for the sub bass and keeping the break from stepping on the fundamental. If it gets too boxy, a small dip around 250 to 450 Hz can help, but don't automatically scoop. Boxiness is also part of the warehouse signature when it's controlled. Now bring in roar, Ableton Live 12 distortion beast. Start warm, not aggressive. You want heated air, not fizzy chaos. Keep drive low to moderate. If the top gets brittle, low pass inside roar or after it around 8 to 12 kHz. Mix around 20 to 45%. The teacher move here is to automate that mix later for phrase energy. Then redux. Very subtle. This is texture, not destruction. Mix 5 to 15%. If you hear obvious aliasing and your hats turn to sand, back off. Now hybrid reverb for the warehouse space. The big trick, early reflections matter more than huge tails. Use a room algorithm. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Predelay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Low cut the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Wet around 6 to 14%. And a crucial note, smoky space often comes more from controlled decay, saturation, and filtering than from wet reverb. If you rely on reverb for vibe, you'll wash the groove. Foggy is not washed. Layer 3. Subweight, low mid push, perceived mass without eating sub. This is the trick layer. You are not adding sub. You are creating harmonics and density in the low mids, the part you feel on small speakers and in a room. Roughly 120 to 280 Hz. You can do this as part of the body track or as its own dedicated weight track. Start with a Q8 and band pass it. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Low pass around 240 to 320 Hz. You're isolating thump and wood. That cardboard knock zone can be gold if you control it. Then saturator, analog clip mode. Drive 4 to 10 dB, soft clip on. Match output. After that, add a compressor or glue compressor. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't erase the knock. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds or auto. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Blend this layer quietly. You should miss it when it's muted, but you shouldn't hear it as a separate instrument. If you can clearly hear, oh, that's the weight layer, it's too loud or too wide. Coach note, do the subweight check in mono at low volume. If your weight only feels good loud or vanishes in mono, you're leaning on stereo smear or top-end excitement. Riedel warehouse weight survives quiet mono. Now glue it all together on the Amen bus. Add glue compressor first. Ratio 2:1. Attack 3 milliseconds for tighter clamp, or 10 milliseconds if you want more snap through. Release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto. Soft clip on. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you're doing 6 dB because it sounds thick, you're probably killing your roll. Rolling brakes need movement. Then a Q8. Low cut around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. And for smoky tone, consider a gentle high shelf down. Have a dB to 2 dB around 10 to 14 kHz. That single move can make it instantly more underground than piling on more distortion. Optional limiter, not for loudness, just safety. Catch 1 to 2 dB of stray peaks. Before we move into variations, one more discipline point. Clip gain staging. In your drum rack slices, if one snare slice is way hotter than the rest, don't fix it later with compression. Turn down that slice in simpler or adjust slice gain. Consistent input level means your saturators and compressors behave consistently. That's how you avoid random hits exploding your bus. Now the fun part. Variation design. This is where it stops being a loop. You're going to build 4 clip variations in session view. Clip A is your clean roll. Clip B adds extra ghosts. Clip C is stutter pre-snare accents. Clip D is your phrase ending fill, and remember the rule, no obvious fill longer than one beat. Warehouse rollers often use subtle movement, not massive drum solos. Inside each MIDI clip, use note probability on minor hits. Ghost notes around 50 to 80% probability. Small hats around 60 to 90%. And vary velocities. Don't let every ghost hit be the same velocity. That's Robot Fung. Variation types you'll cycle through. First, ghost swapping. Every two bars, swap a ghost snare slice for a hat slice or vice versa. Low velocity, like 20 to 60. Second, micro stutters into the snare. 1 to 3, 1/32 hits before the snare, with a velocity ramp softer to louder into the main snare. If it sounds like a glitch plugin, it's too much. Third, the end of phrase fill at bar 8 or 16. One beat of controlled chaos, then hard reset back to clean groove on the next downbeat. Fourth, call and response. Bar 1 is the clean statement. Bar 2 answers with a couple edits. Bars 3 and 4 repeat with a tiny mutation. Bars 7 and 8 escalate slightly. It's a conversation, not a constant shout. Advanced Variation Teacher's Corner for a second. Try negative edits. Instead of adding a fill, remove one critical hat or ghost hit in the last half beat before the phrase flips. That tiny vacuum makes the next downbeat feel heavier than adding more notes. Try slice rotation with consistent rolls. Pick two or three similar snare slices and rotate which one lands on the backbeat every four bars. Keep the timing the same, change only the timbre. You get motion without destabilizing the groove.